All right, spring game for Nebraska coming up on Saturday. The whole station will be out at Oscars from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday. Like we did in the fall, we'll have a round table where all the hosts will be together. We'll talk some ball. We'll try and get you excited for the spring game.
I don't think that's hard to do, though.
No.
Get me excited for wings.
I think any time there is a new direction when it comes to quarterback. And this isn't just the Dylan Riley effect.
Then shouldn't there be more than 50,000 tickets sold? If that's the case?
Well, sold, yes.
The upper decks aren't open.
I think there's I definitely think there's a difference between when you have a new coaching staff compared to some new personnel and like a new quarterback and trying to get an early glimpse of everything that I'm hearing about, everything I'm reading about. I've seen some highlights. I want to see that with my own eyes. I think that it still probably falls second to a new coaching staff to where you want to see
you always get the idea of the system. You need to get the new coaching staff bump.
The spring
game on Saturday is for the youngins.
It is.
It's for the kids that say no to drugs.
Not anymore.
See, that's what is our What is our state doing?
Have we phased out DARE?
When Ben Nelson was the governor, we said no to drugs. What's changed?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kathy and Beaver Crossing, let's discuss.
We've now got alcohol at our stadiums.
But this is for the youngins, so...
64 and sunny.
I think the vets will sit out, and they should. I mean, if you had to do it, I would sit out a couple of quarterbacks, but you won't.
Mm-hmm.
But this is for the youngins. Like, you're going to go find a Barney, you're going to go find a Shavers, you're going to go find a Bly Hill. This isn't for the olds. The olds don't need to play. So turn this into a youngin game. But the spring game comes your way this weekend. I just noticed something. The Denver Broncos are announcing a new uniform this morning.
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Any inkling on what it's going to look like?
The orange is coming back.
Yeah.
The old school D is coming back.
The D with the... with the stallion coming out of it.
Some fans would say they've gotten it for several years.
That kind of been all of these new announcements?
We're going back.
We're bringing it back. And it's typically the
Miami
old
Dolphins,
80s
you're on the
look.
Clock. Seahawks were supposed to be doing something to kind of revert back to the old uniforms this year. I don't know if that's still going to be a thing, but if anyone's doing it, this is the week to do it.
Instead of the cyclist colors that they have.
They're bringing back, I like that helmet. That's a classic helmet.
The royal blue.
But are they also going to bring back going to the playoffs?
that's the thing.
They haven't been to the playoffs since 2015.
That's a long time ago.
Mike Stibbs might not realize this, and I think I should remind him
today.
But
you remember what they did in 2015 when they were in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I did last week.
The Detroit Lions have won a playoff game since then.
That's true.
The Cowboys?
That's a fair point. You know who else has been to the playoffs since?
As you'd like to be down about the Cowboys, yes.
Who else has been to the playoffs since? 2018 Chicago Bears! Yeah. Denver, you're on the clock. Come on. Even Chicago.
So the orange crush uniforms are kind of coming back.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
They're going to have a navy option, the orange, and then the helmet.
There might be a brief time where I'm going to have to be like...
You can be down with that. It's fine.
The Broncos are...
You can still root against the Raiders or the Bengals.
No,
Buffalo.
You don't even have to root for. You don't even have to root for the Broncos. You can acknowledge, like, hey, I like that look. I still hate you, but I like that look. There's nothing wrong with that.
Some teams win and they don't have to touch their uniform.
That's true.
Thank you.
I mean, some teams don't win and don't touch their uniform. So,
I still do wish they would implement more of the royal blue, as opposed to the dark blue. When it comes to those uniforms. Yeah. If you're going to go fully old school.
I mean, that's
school,
what like people want.
I want to see the royal blue helmet with that logo.
I would like to see them be more competitive in games against the Chiefs outside of the game they won this year.
Would you, though?
Yeah, because it does. You know, like,
does it get boring?
I'm bored of the Chiefs beating the Broncos.
Okay. There are other teams that you can get suspenseful with. Cincinnati. Buffalo.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Houston.
But I'm watching at 10 a.m. That'll be kind of... That helmet was a classic.
It was, yeah.
Will they bring back Warwick Upchurch to catch passes?
Sammy Winder?
Gerald Wilhite?
What about Jake Plummer?
Oh,
that's a little bit more modern.
He is a local businessman.
What's Carl Mecklenburg doing today? He's still with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I know.
You start getting to that that era, you never know.
NFL draft comes up on Thursday. Unfortunately, it'll be a little bit quiet around here. I'm curious on Omar Brown. I think Omar Brown may have a chance to get drafted on Saturday. He's made quite a few of the 30 visits. But other than that, I think this has to be one of the last years
yes.
that Nebraska in the draft is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go, and they presumably won't, but you can't go another year where you're like, hey, I wonder if some guy from Nebraska get drafted in the seventh round.
Yeah.
But Omar Brown will make a roster. He will. I would have said Quentin Newsom a year ago. I think Omar Brown will be the guy off of this year's eligible class for Nebraska that makes a roster. It is a Portal Combat season in basketball. Connor Resegian has said yes to Nebraska from Wisconsin. Had a good freshman year, all Big Ten team as a freshman. Battled some back injuries, some depth. Could not overcome some guys in front of him, so did not play a ton. But he is coming to Nebraska with 2 years of eligibility left. Jacob Bigelow will join us a little bit later with his thoughts on that. But this is a big week for Creighton because you have the NBA draft deadline that is coming up. You also have the put your name in the portal deadline that is coming up on the 1st of May. Now, you don't have to decide where you're going by the 1st of May. Mm-hmm. You just have to be in. And I think, you know, y'all Creighton people on this station, Jimmy and I are the lone wolves. Yes, it's true.
He does a pregame show.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
If I'm going to be knocked for doing baseball, then I'm taking him with me.
Oh. Okay, so
you know what? It's survival of the fittest at this point.
So I'm a minority.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you. By your definition, you are. Yes.
Who's wearing baby blue today?
You are. Oh, the powder looks good on you, man.
It is nice. It's Carolina blue.
That's a nice looking sweatshirt.
So, you know, you get there are some people. I had some Creighton fans that are getting a little edgy. They're wondering what's going on. And I said on Friday, I said it's awful quiet.
Yep.
And that's not a, and I wasn't saying it from the, oh, it's kind of quiet because they're not doing anything. It's kind of quiet that when the dam breaks, it's going to flood downtown mm-hmm. Omaha, which we don't want to happen.
No.
We don't want to happen. We got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time you want to flood is when you got all those youths that are causing problems at Gene Leahy. But in terms of Creighton, I'm going to go at it from this angle. Are they being selective and quiet because they know something that we don't when it comes to two key NBA decisions of Trey Alexander and Ryan Kalkbrenner are going to look at Baylor Shireman and go, that last year increased your draft stock, even if we show up in some mock drafts. I wonder if you can be a little bit more selective when you know things that are not public. Don't know any inside information? Just wondering.
The silence is, gosh, I can't believe I'm about to say this. The silence is deafening. But it does make you feel like there is going to be something to that. And I've been more on the, I think Trey's gone. I think Kalkbrenner is back. The longer this takes and the quieter it's been, I start to entertain the idea of Alexander. And that's a great point about looking at Baylor Shireman and that example of, boy, it worked out well for him. And I think a lot of this is coming down to your evaluation, where your game can grow, what they're telling Trey. I think will be really interesting of, you know, would it behoove you to come back? And
well, is there somebody on the roster that can make you better?
Yeah.
I don't think there was somebody on the roster this year that helped elevate his game. His game's good.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it to the next level where this wouldn't even be a doubt that maybe he's coming back, he would have been long gone.
Well, and the question that I was getting, and it's tough to answer because of, again, the silence around there, is, boy, now you start taking a look at the news that broke Thursday night with Chucky Hepburn putting himself into the transfer portal. There's a point guard that very reminiscent of what you got out of Nembhard, too, with his ability to not only facilitate but also create shots, can get to the rim. That experience, what he could do to everybody around him, what that could do to decisions for guys like Trey Alexander and potentially wanting to come back, I feel like something big is coming. I don't think that this is Creighton's just inactive right now. They're waiting to see what these guys decide on before they really get into what their plan is. I just get the feeling that something big's coming. I'm almost now in the belief that both Trey and Ryan come back.
Well, there's also, and you know, I'm just speculating, because if you know something, you can be a little bit selective. But it may also, man, they got three dudes that are coming to spend their freshman year here. And the right fit, or you want them to play because they're good enough to play. You know, people want money, they want minutes, and they want meaningful games in mm-hmm. March. But you do have three freshmen that are going to start the path of some freshmen that mm-hmm. are kind of going out the back door, if that also leads to whatever. I think the biggest thing for Creighton outside of the Big Two decision is, what do they have as a complement to Ashworth, or a guy that moves Ashworth to a different spot?
Yeah.
Because the physicality and the length in the Big East, I think, really bothered Ashworth. There were a lot of things he did, and he got better as he adjusted. But at the end of the day, he got beat up in those kind of games. The Providences, the Tennessees, the physical on ball, not able to get downhill. Also, not able to get downhill and kick it out. That would help like a guy like Trey Alexander yeah. even more so. Now, they do have on campus right now, I think they have the guy that is visiting now, I think, is a perfect fit.
Who's that?
Aid Mahaney.
Okay.
From St. Mary's, who's got 2 years of eligibility left. Fairly good shooter. He's, 39% from the floor last year. He's about 35% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and I've been wondering if you're going to address point guard.
And I don't think he would be a point guard, yeah. but more of a two.
But it doesn't that, and you lay out the case right there for Ashworth, but I think a lot of people, when you watch Ashworth, what he does well is something that, at the point guard position right now, if you're trying to go from Big East contention or actual national championship contention to just having a really good season, getting yourself to the tournament, getting yourself into the second weekend, there's a lot of things that Stephen Ashworth brings on both ends of the floor. It's not to dismiss any of that, especially the improvements that he made. But for me, you think about, and I think I'm obviously not alone in this too, when you think about the point guard, and you brought it up of what they kind of lack at that position and at that spot. And I hate to continue to bring him up in what you had in Nembhard, but you got to ask yourself, does someone like that exist in the transfer portal? Does someone that like that exist in the transfer portal that maybe you have connections with? And I understand why people are really trying to link Chucky to Creighton. I totally get that, because you think about what that could do with this team. Let's say Trey just stays in the NBA draft, doesn't come back. You still have that opportunity to move Stephen Ashworth over to a two, where his offensive ability and what he can do is that much more valuable. And especially, you talk about how Trey would benefit from a guy that can kick it out. Well, Stephen Ashworth would as well, if he's not the one that's tasked with that job. And so that's where, again, I think about a lot of interesting options that I think truly do exist for Creighton right now, in making that to a point where you still got and really value the return of Stephen Ashworth. And I still think Kalkbrenner is, I think that is a good chance that he's back. And then you bring in a point guard that can get downhill, and you utilize those shooters that you have. To me, that's something that I think Creighton is in position to do. I'm just curious on where they land with that. I think it very well could be that you see, I don't know. I feel like there's people who have way more insight on this But just looking at the profile of Chucky Hepburn, that makes almost too much sense to me. Don't know if it'll happen, but that makes a lot of sense to me.
So the guys on campus from St. Mary's makes sense to me.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know enough about him, to be honest with you, to say if that does or not doesn't, but I just know at that point guard position, what they can still get out of it would be such a big boost if certain guys come back, at least one. And Ryan Kalkbrenner, who I think is, and I
think all this discussion, though, about two important guys is, don't forget, you have three really important guys that are showing up on campus as you try and figure out Creighton's roster. But And I get the angst because a lot of teams in the Big East have been awful busy. You know, Seton Hall has upgraded their roster. Providence has definitely upgraded their roster. UConn's still going to be UConn. Marquette, despite losing two key pieces, Cam Jones comes back. I wouldn't get a little itchy and scratchy. But this is a big week. I think you can be selective when you know things that others don't.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that about a lot of things. A little bit later, Jacob Bigelow and Amy Just will join us. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620